The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Yeah, and so our number two is underway. We still have a big show yet for you this hour. Look at the lovely lady there in the middle of that shot. Well, it's only on the screen for half a second. Heidi Cruz is joining me in just a matter of seconds. Plus, we're going to get to more of your calls on our big question of the night, which is very simply, if the Democrats are begging, salivating, pleading, just gaga-ing over the idea that Trump should be the opponent, is it really a good thing for us to give them to him? I'm just asking. I think it's an interesting strategy, because every Democrat I talk to, bar none, tell me on camera, off camera, everywhere, that he's the guy they want to run against. I think they just sense that they have an advantage with him that they don't with some of the others. And I don't know why they feel that way, but it's totally fair. Anyway, second hour of the evening, we always open up what is called affectionately the Ladies' Lounge. And it's where we have the brilliant women of media stop by, give us their perspective on a number of things that may be on their minds or in the news of the day. And we are very, very grateful to welcome tonight a very special guest. She is the wife of the United States Senator from Texas. Heidi Cruz is going to grace us with a bunch of information. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead. Give a big Texas-sized applause. She's got some perspective, I think, on the election, on the race, on what the candidates are going to face from here on out. And so it is with great affection I welcome Heidi Cruz. And Heidi, you've been on the campaign trail for such a long time now. You know, at this microphone, what we like to do is obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity. It's one of those things that we think we can help people live a better life through doing. And I'm grateful that I sense that's what you and Senator and Carly and everybody else that's part of the Cruz crew are all about as well. So again, welcome. So glad you're with us.
Kevin, thanks so much for having me on with you. And I love your motto of telling the truth. That's what we need to get out to voters. And there's no more powerful communication tool than talk radio.
Well, let me ask you about this, because I don't have our conversation exactly mapped out, and I don't do that on purpose because I love to have these like real conversations. Is it the least bit ironic that every person I know, including myself, who has ever met your husband, says that he's got to be one of the most for real deals that they've ever seen, maybe one of the most honest to a default to a fault kind of person? Is it ironic that Donald Trump has pegged him as Lion Ted, when in so many ways Mr. Trump has been caught telling big fat fibs? I mean, it's just, and since I am in pursuit of the truth all the time, I'm just curious, as the First Lady or future First Lady, if he's elected, how do you respond when you hear your husband classified as such?
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I do think that people know that in this election, we are looking for a candidate who is telling them the truth. We've had far too many years of politicians in both parties saying one thing when they get elected and then going and doing another. And so the candidates in this race know that if there's anything that's going to get you elected, it's telling the truth. And when they start to slip behind and feel like they might be losing, it makes a lot of sense for folks to attack the strength of their opponents. And this is Ted's strength, that he is the person who has gone up and told the truth about Washington. And now he's in a position where he's ready to lead, because he's ready with real solutions to straighten things out. And we know that Ted has the priorities straight and can unify those parties.
Yeah.
Creating more jobs in this country through the private sector, we also know that there's no one in this race who knows the Constitution like Ted does. And I think there's a lot of American citizens who feel like their constitutional liberties are protected. And he'll also keep us safe and defeat ISIS. And so when his competitors have felt like he might be gaining an edge, you know, we have swept state after state with huge margins of victory in states where people have the chance to know the truth when we get out the path.
Yeah.
And so I think when there's been, you know, slippage on other parts, they know that it's a very good strategy to attack someone's strength. Because if you can convince them that the character that embodies, the candidate that embodies character isn't telling the truth, then you've accomplished something. But the American people have seen the truth. They've seen the truth since the very beginning of this election, and they know who's lying to them. And the reason they know, Kevin, who's lying to them is because people have access to information. And they've heard Donald Trump say one thing and then have a history of doing the exact opposite. They've seen him flip within 5 minutes on issues such as, you know, women. He's spoken out against women. Ted is for strong women. He is for life. He's for women having the choice to choose how they live their lives, who to marry, when to marry, when to have their children, to be economically sound on their own. And I think it's a great strength of Ted's that he's so pro-strong women. And we are winning the women's vote in this country.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of strength about what he's campaigning on.
Well, and I think that we saw that actually in Wisconsin when the Women for Cruz formation came about. And that was, of course, included you and now Ms. Fiorina. And I think Ted's mom was a part of that. But
that's right. Well, she was the first in her family to go to college. And I think that's really inspiring to a lot of people.
Well, what's really incredible about the senator is he is surrounded by strong women, women that probably challenge him on things. I mean, if you're anything like my bride,
oh,
you do. If you're anything like my bride, who I genuinely believe is the most intelligent person I've ever met in my life,
that's why you married her.
Her only weakness is her choice in marriage partners. But aside from that, she's batting a thousand.
Yeah, that's not true.
But that's
why you've chosen that strong people can have strong partners.
Yeah, no, and that's really true. Let's talk a little bit about Indiana itself. Now, I want to set the stage for the people listening, because coming out of New York in the Acela primary, all the media did 24/7 was say, hey, look at this, a presumptive front runner. Everything's wrapped up. Everything's good to go. It's Trumpville from here on. Everything's done. Now, I just released a piece on my website this morning, TheBingeThinker.com, where I actually went back and I looked at the five most recent polls in Indiana, the two that were taken on the 18th of April, which is, 11 days ago, had Mr. Trump up by, I think, 5 and 9, respectively. In the three that have been done since the conclusion of the Acela primary, when the supposed coronation was supposed to take place, momentum in Indiana, if you average the polls, has swung to your husband. He now leads in the average of the three polls done since then, and in one poll they had him as a significant leader. In the clout poll, they had him as a statistical tie. But if you look at all the favorable information, he was way up on favorables. He was way down on unfavorables, and on the no opinion at all, he still had an advantage there, as more people had said that they didn't have an opinion of him than of Mr. Trump. So on the face of it, when even the media was in Trump's back pocket saying, oh, all the momentum's with him, you guys have gone into Indiana, you've told your story, and it looks like something is happening there. Am I imagining it, or is something actually taking place?
No, you know, Kevin, you're looking at the real numbers and the hard data, and that is what the news media fails to do. They refuse to do it because it might go against their narrative, and they might lose control of this election. And, you know, what the people that are going to control this election are the voters in this country, the men and women who decide. You know that Ted won with overwhelming support in so many states. He's had millions and millions of people vote for him. And with the sweeping of a couple small East Coast states that are important states, they matter in this country, and they're an important part of our economy and our culture. They are states that Republicans very likely won't win in the general anyway. And I think it's really important to remember that every single state in this primary matters. People are going to have the chance for the first time in a long time in all 50 states to have their voice heard and to have their vote matter. And to go ahead and, you know, lose a couple states on the East Coast that are small states that tend to vote Democrat in the general. We wanted those votes in this primary. But, you know, if we continue to campaign through the next 6 weeks of this primary and win important states with big population bases of over 5 million people, like the state of Indiana, we will win this election. And we are doing it by knowing that every state matters, and we are campaigning knowing that every individual matters.
Yeah.
That's why our campaign has 4, 5, 6, 7 events a day. It's why we have blanketed the state with not only Ted and I, but Ted's father. Our kids are on the road with us. We've got incredible surrogates in Carly Fiorina, the next vice president of the United States. Mike Lee, a leading senator for the conservative cause. Mm. You know, you will know people by the friends around them, and we have thousands of volunteers in Indiana. Our offices are overflowing with people phone banking and block walking. And I will tell you, Kevin, I was so inspired to tears yesterday because I visited our Indianapolis office.
Mm.
We have people in that office from numerous states. I will tell you, from Indiana to Michigan to Iowa to New York, Maryland, Louisiana, people have driven across this country to come tell the Hoosiers.
Well, and see, that's why they're very passionate about what you're doing, and I can understand that. We're speaking with Heidi Cruz, who is joining us from the campaign trail in Indiana tonight. They are hot and on the job of getting the votes turned out for Tuesday, and we continue with Heidi Cruz next. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so thankful that you're with us, being brought to you in part tonight by MyPillow.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Toolsforfreedom.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's the Ladies Lounge. There's a live shot if you're watching on Biz TV at Fifth Avenue. It's a beautiful night in the city. Just gorgeous. The Ladies Lounge is open tonight. And tonight, a very special guest. We are very excited to have Heidi Cruz here. I've already had the senator on. I've had the vice presidential nominee and Ms. Fiorina on. But tonight we're getting to sit and chat with the real brains of the operation. The lady who is putting it all together and helping achieve, I think, something that's kind of historic. If, in fact, the Cruz campaign comes from being down significantly the day after Donald Trump finished his win in the Acela primary here on the East Coast, goes back to Indiana and loses to Ted Cruz, that's a switch in momentum that's rather significant. But let me touch on something, Heidi. And again, thanks for staying up late with us tonight. Here's what it's all about: math, right? Delegate math, electoral math, all the rest of it. So if Trump is the nominee, and the thing is, he says, you know, we're going to beat Hillary. I'm the only one that can beat Hillary. Beating Hillary is something that I'm really good at, and we're really going to beat Hillary. Like, and that's about as specific as he gets. He's going to be unbelievable. It's going to really work. It's going to be great. It's going to be unbelievable, and it's going to be unbelievable. That's like the specificity that we get to the degree that we get it from the Trumpster. He says he can put states in play like New York or Massachusetts or New Jersey or for the general election. But when you poll places like Utah and Colorado and Arizona that have been distinctly red in the past, Virginia, North Carolina, should be red states, he loses those to Hillary Clinton. And one Senator Ted Cruz distinctively, decisively wins those in poll after poll and matchup after matchup. So the argument is, well, you got to get the right guy in the general election to beat Hillary. The truth is, if you're going to get the right guy, you got to have the guy with the right criteria, and that seems to be consistently your husband.
Well, that's right. And if you put the math together, it is not a good picture for Republicans in November. Donald Trump loses to Hillary Clinton, and it's because he stands for the same thing she does, and he's tried to fool voters to suggest that he's a conservative. But we know that he's not. You are not a conservative if you try to dismantle our Second Amendment rights, when you support the Democratic Party in their definition of firearms. You are not a Republican when you support partial birth abortion, when you want to raise our taxes, when you support universal health care. And we know that behind closed doors, he has gone and told his campaign that he doesn't believe in anything that he says from the stage, and the things that he's preaching about with getting rid of the illegals that are here. He said behind closed doors, I'm just saying this to what the vote, I think this would be the most liberal candidate that this party's ever run. And the voters need to know that, because Republicans lose general elections when we run candidates that are indistinguishable from the left.
Yeah, no, that's
true. We win when we draw a clear distinction. And Ted is the conservative. He's the consistent conservative. He's bankrated to stand up for our values. And people just have to look at the internet to see his record versus the others.
Let's talk about that for a second. The term outsider has been a huge exit polling term. It's been a huge term in the media. I live here in New York. Of course, I'm inundated with people that disagree with me on a whole host of things on a regular basis, and that's okay. God made me special stuff to be able to withstand that. But at the end of the day, it seems to me, and I've asked many people this, both in the Trump camp and in the Cruz camp, isn't Donald Trump actually running the campaign that Ted Cruz is actually the substance of? Meaning, the outside reformer who wants to recreate Washington in a constitutional construct, that is not, well, I don't even know if Donald Trump can spell constitutional, so that's a different question altogether. But in the idea that we reform government to take away the power that has been centralized there, that we return it to the people, that we say it is more important for we the people to be in charge of our future and of our destiny than it is for politicians and bureaucrats and people that continually lie and deceive for their own purposes while telling you they're working for you. Ted Cruz has lived that life. Donald Trump has been the opposite. He has funded the very corruption in the establishment that Senator Cruz has been fighting against.
Well, that's exactly right. And Ted has been up there fighting against it. It is why people wanted him to run in this election, because they said, this is a guy who can change things. This is a person who sees that the status quo is not working and who is going to get this done. And, you know, Ted's story has been the story of so many Americans that are seeking the American dream of a family who came here from a different country, who, you know, his father came here legally from Cuba with nothing. He's the family of small business owners who their company went bankrupt when he was in high school. He had to work his way through college. Education is what gave Ted the chance to succeed. And when you have a family that shares the story of so many hardworking Americans, it reminds you when you do win and when you are a leader, it's a very humbling experience because you know who you represent. You represent your friends and neighbors and colleagues. Your own family is who you represent.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the other people in this race have that experience. And so when Ted talks about his economic policies, he said to me late one night, it was so awesome, Kevin, he said, you know, honey, there's only one question we need to ask for ourselves when we start out thinking about economic policy in a Cruz White House. It is, how would this policy impact a person who's washing dishes for 50 cents an hour in terms of their chances to get ahead and succeed and own that restaurant? You know, there's a lot of tough questions that can be answered very simply if you start with the right question.
Yeah, that's true.
And I thought, you know, what a beautiful thing. If it's going to burden the business with regulation and not protect customers in a way that's meaningful, if it's going to cost the business in a way that doesn't help the business grow and attract new clients, if it's going to put the person behind and then cost them more in taxes, we shouldn't be doing those things. And I don't think those are questions that everybody asks themselves. When you start out with millions of dollars in your own pocket and make a business of squashing the little guy through lobbyists and lawyers, I just don't think that you're going to change on day one when you get in the Oval.
It's kind of the opposite end of everything.
I'm not turning the reins over to that guy. I mean, I'm turning the reins over to someone who's had my experience.
Let me shift just a moment here, because a lot of discussion has been had about you being potentially the first pro-life first lady of my lifetime. I'm 46, but let's look at this from the perspective of the candidates. Donald Trump has consistently said odd things about the issue of life. The sanctity of life is hugely important to me. He has said that he's against abortion, and then he has said that he would keep all the current funding for Planned Parenthood. He wants to jail people if abortion is ever overturned that get abortions. It appears to me that this is a man in search of a position on it and has tried six or seven of them on. How important is it that a Cruz White House be an unapologetically pro-life entity?
Well, it's incredibly important, because what we need to do, and a lot of people have been doing it, but we need to add numbers to the ranks, is we need to make the argument to people as to why this matters and what the merits are of the pro-life position. You know, being pro-life is about valuing the sanctity of life. It is not about circumstances or rationale or, you know, there's a lot of things that when you talk about the actual issue itself, a lot of people agree that this country was founded on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I write to those three things. And when you understand what you're talking about, that it is a beautiful thing, it's a God-given right, and there's a lot of sad things that happen in our world and our country, but when we go out into our communities and make the argument for the value of life in a loving way, in a way that represents the God that we serve, in a way that comforts and provides compassion for people going through difficult circumstances, going for the women that go through really difficult circumstances.
And I hear what you're saying. Hold on. And isn't that the key? Compassion. It's Kevin McCullough. It is an amazing night. Heidi Cruz is with us. So stay with us. It's Radio Night Live, coast to coast, on Biz TV, great radio stations on the Salem Media Group. We continue the ladies' line.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, boys, boys.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. It is the Ladies Lounge. It is Radio Night Live, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us. And also to have one lady, Heidi Cruz, joining us. She is the senator's wife who is running for president of from the great state of Texas. And Heidi, it's been a real joy. Last question for you, because we've got limited time left. We see the senator on the campaign trail. We see the debates. We see the intensity in front of the camera. But it's well known that you guys are really a strong family unit. What's life like? Drop the curtain for us. What's life like on the best day in the Cruz household behind the scenes?
Oh, thanks for asking that, Kevin. Well, Ted and I are we have a strong marriage. We have an incredible, loving marriage. And one of the reasons is we just admire each other. And my admiration for him has grown so much stronger over the last 15 years. I just, the thing I love about Ted and the thing that we share the most joy in is spending time with our children. Ted and I have different hobbies. He loves to watch movies. I love the outdoors. And so when we are at our peak moment of joy, it's a whole day with the family, going outside with the girls and teaching Caroline how to ride her bike and watching Dad run alongside, teaching them how to throw a ball. They love pizza, so we love to go to California Pizza Kitchen. Everyone in the family loves to eat. And then watching a late-night movie with Dad. Caroline, our 8-year-old, a late-night gem. She can stay up till 2 in the morning watching movies, sitting on his lap on the couch. Cashman and I like to go to bed early and get up early. And so we all enjoy spending time together the most. The girls love it when he reads to them. All three of them love to play games, and I love to watch and help coach. And I love teaching the girls how to run and play and be outside. And so we are just at our happiest when we're at home. We have a very simple life. We live right near kind of the downtown part of Houston, and just taking them to a park and out for some pizza and a fun movie is the thing we like to do most.
Yeah, I love that. It's so refreshing because I did the exact same thing with my 5 and 3-year-old boys today and my 1-year-old daughter, and, you know, it's the same type of thing, but life can get busy.
Oh, that's the best.
And one of the things that I really appreciate, and at the danger of sounding like I'm fawning, which I'm really not, I appreciate consistency when someone talks about being a person of faith, being a person of values, being a person of integrity, and then following it up in every area of life and just kind of letting it ooze out of them. And I think it's one of the things that, you know, Trump has had an advantage of probably close to $3 billion worth of media. And I can't help but believe that if any candidate had been given that much free media over the course of 2 years or less, that there would be a pretty sizable advantage. And yet you guys have been able to go state to state, caucus to caucus in some places. I mean, I still heard a lie on CNN being told yesterday. A pundit there happened to know her, have thought previously very highly of her, but she said, you know, the voterless win in Colorado. And the truth is 65,000 people came out. And you talked about skipping over states. I've noticed that the senator has chosen to go to a little Chinese-Mexican place in the Bronx, even though it wasn't popular. But some ministers wanted to meet with him, and he said, yeah, I'm willing to tell you what I'm about. He's willing to go to places in Pennsylvania and other places where they said, you know, you're way behind in this state. There's no chance you can win. Donald Trump could take an airplane to any state, and he complains about winning states that he doesn't visit. You guys have been on the road with the people in front of them day in and day out for the last couple of years. You've assembled an enormous team that has been captured by the vision of what you have and is willing to go out and work. And I think that whatever the outcome is, I want to say personally thank you to you guys for practicing integrity, for putting it on display for people to see, and for at least for one more election cycle, not letting the American people know that the complete American dream of a constitutional government and self-determination is actually dead. It's actually very alive. And the Cruz crew has inspired it. And I still believe that we've got a long way to yet go in this race, because I think if you guys win on Tuesday, I think you pick up Montana. I think you get South Dakota. I think you get Nebraska. And I think that California is going to surprise a lot of people when it's all said and done on election night. So we'll just see where everything comes down. But I just wanted to say thanks for being a good example.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, I think the process of an election is winning the vote and the support of the hardworking men and women of this country, and that comes from going and shaking their hand and looking them in the eye. You know, whenever there's talk about the process, we're focused on winning votes. And
yeah,
when you win votes, you happen to win delegates. And we have gone across this country and won votes. You know, there were twice as many people that voted in the state of Texas as that voted in New York. And there was a big delegate count that went to Trump for winning very few votes in New York. And Ted has been sweeping states with millions of people and getting, you know, millions and millions of votes and collecting the delegates that count to the population of those, which collectively has counted up to a big number. And so I think if there's any talk about who's winning the vote of individuals across this country, I want folks to look at the 1.3 million people that have voted in the last few elections before the East Coast, where Trump picked up almost nothing. We will win the vote of the people because they will know who Ted is, and I think that that's happening in Indiana.
Well said, well said, Heidi Cruz. Sorry about this. The computer's just up again. But thanks for being generous with your time. Come on back. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
See when you call. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough from across the fruited plain. Thank you for being with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Big thanks to Heidi Cruz for sharing part of her Saturday night with us. Morgan Freeman in the last hour, also very generous with his time. And now it's time to take your calls. 888-340-3373. My question for the night, very simply, if Donald Trump is the preferred candidate for the Republicans to put forward by the Democrats, is that a problem? Is it a problem? See, I was on Fox News this last week with Leslie Marshall, my very good friend, who also happens to be a liberal's liberal, She is the progressive's progressive. She is as progressive as they come. She is as liberal as they come. And she tells me off air and on air that her preferred candidate for Hillary or Bernie to run against is Donald Trump. The Democrats, the left, the people that are in charge right now, they believe that Donald Trump is by far the most beatable person that the Republicans have. So I made a meme. Okay, and then they even put it on her screen, on her talking points, at the bottom of the screen. It said, very simply, Marshall, Trump, easiest candidate to beat by either of the Democrats. So I grabbed that screenshot. I made a meme out of it. I put it on Facebook and Twitter today. It's gotten some interesting comments, by the way. But it asks, when very liberal Democrat activists are begging for Trump, might be time to rethink the options? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Going to take your calls on that momentarily. First, though, I want you to think about Mother's Day. It's a week from tomorrow. What have you got for Mom? What does she need? Probably nothing. She had you, got you to this stage of life. I think she's doing pretty well. But what if you could give her something that she couldn't get anywhere else? What if you could guarantee that she was going to get the best sleep of her life every night for the rest of her life, guaranteed or money back? I'm talking about MyPillow, and that's the guarantee that MyPillow is putting on their pillows as we come into Mother's Day, and it's going to be amazing, friends, because they've got a 4-for-1 pillow offer. If you buy a premium pillow, queen or king size, maybe get one for yourself, get one for Mom, you keep one, you give one to her. But when you buy a queen or a king premium pillow, they're going to give you a second premium pillow, same size or smaller, absolutely free. Now, this is the really sweet part of this. On top of that, Mike Lindell is going to throw in 2 go-anywhere pillows. I've used these pillows on my overnight flights to Israel. I can't sleep on a plane, period. And if I'm in coach, which is how I flew the last time, it's just awful. I took my pillow. My go-anywhere, I stuck it right under my neck. I fell into REM cycle sleep, sitting almost straight up in coach class, flying over the ocean to get there. Friends, if try it for 60 days. If you don't like it, they'll return every penny that you spent. But if you keep it, they'll guarantee those pillows for 10 years. There's not going to be a better way for you to tell Mom that you love her than saying, here, get the best sleep of your life for the rest of your life. And you can't beat the 4-for-1. Now, this isn't in effect forever. Mother's Day is coming a week from tomorrow. Call now. You can still get them delivered in time. And make her Mother's Day special. Make it truly special. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 4 pillows for the price of 1. A special Mother's Day gift would make the perfect Mother's Day gift. And they are the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. They are the only pillow product that the National Sleep Foundation endorses. You will get the best sleep of your life guaranteed or your money back for the first 60 days, 10-year guarantee on the pillow. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. All right, let's take line 3. DJ is calling from Brooklyn, New York tonight, watching on the Biz TV network. Hello, DJ.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good.
Not to burst anyone's balloon, but do you remember 8 years ago when people were making a big stink about Barack Obama being born in Kenya, and then later on it came out that he was born in Hawaii? I have heard very similar stuff about Ted Cruz. Word is, he was born in Canada. And if that's the case, he cannot hold the office of president because he's a naturalized citizen.
That's what a bunch of people have said, but, DJ, they're wrong. And if you understand the law, and I wasn't a birther on Obama either. I didn't think that was made up. But I appreciate the call. Let me quickly explain why it's not the case. Cruz's mother was a full-blooded American citizen. So he was the son of an American citizen. And he was not naturalized. He is a natural-born American citizen. The courts have looked at this, and the definition of natural-born is up to what the Congress defines it as on the day of your birth. And in 1971, when he was born, The requirement was that one of your parents be an American citizen, and he fulfills that. The courts have looked at it. The two cases that were brought against it have been turned down by the courts. There's no standing here. There is no birther issue with Cruz. I didn't think there was one with Obama. I kept telling people this is a stupid thing. You shouldn't be chasing this down. But they didn't listen. All right, line two. Tom is calling from the Bronx, listening on our flagship radio station, AM 970, The Answer in New York. Hello, Tom.
Yes, I'd like to say that Trump is the best card that the Republicans have.
That's what Democrats keep saying. That's what the Democrats say. They Democrats want the Republicans to put Trump forward worse than anything.
I honestly feel that, but I'll give you this analogy. Brer Rabbit told Brer Fox, whatever you do, don't throw me in the briar patch. So I wonder if in a way that's the case.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Tom, I've had tons of private conversations that are just one-on-one, and I ask them why they want Trump, and every single Democrat I talk to in private conversations, not on air, not publicly arguing with me on Fox News, in private, they tell me that Trump is beatable and that they are going to beat him like a drum. That's what they tell me over and over and over again.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say, I'll just say this. Trump was the only one bringing up issues that the public...
That's not the issue tonight, Tom. The issue that we're talking about tonight is if your enemy wants you to do something, is it wise to do it? That's what my question is. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. That's the question. Whatever other reasons you support your candidate, that's fine. Those are other topics for other Saturdays. My topic this Saturday is if the Democrats are salivating and begging for him, does it make sense to give him to him? Coming back with your calls as we continue on Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hey, so glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, coast to coast on 300-plus radio stations and 44 million TV households. Thank you to the Biz TV Network. Thank you to the Salem Media Group. Thank you to the great people at Genesis Communications. Thank you to my staff here in New York that make this happen week in and week out. We are so honored to be with you. Thank you to those of you that call the show and like to add your two cents to things. Again, if you haven't got Mom the perfect Mother's Day gift, there's no excuse. 4 guaranteed pillows to give you the guaranteed best sleep of your guaranteed life or the guaranteed rest of your life. Just for guaranteeing that they're going to guarantee it's guaranteed. That's how guaranteed it is. 60 days, money back, no questions asked. 10 years, they will, if it goes flat, if it doesn't work for any reason, they'll replace it at no additional cost. Here's the number, 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Let's go to line one. We've been talking tonight about whether or not the Democrats, if they're begging for our candidate to be a certain person, shouldn't we, like, not give them the pleasure? That's my question. Let's go to line one. George is on Long Island. Hello, George.
Good evening, Kevin. I want to touch on three quick topics. As far as the Trump issue goes, your Georgia caller has a very valid theory about, you know, reverse psychology, but there's two other aspects. First one is, in your favorite spy novel, you got a spy who plays both sides, but he has his own private agenda. So that's another theory for Trump. And the third one, which is scarier, is that Trump is the true Trojan horse.
Yeah, I think he kind of is, actually. But
yeah, moving along. Are you familiar with Will Ferrell?
Yes.
The actor? Well, he is now at the top of my liberal slime list. He is coming out with a movie, a comedy.
Well, he was going to. It's been shut down. The feedback was down. Yeah. No, the feedback was so harsh against it. He was going to mock Alzheimer's in Ronald Reagan.
But, Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And your other story the other day about the Green Beret who was exonerated, it was sad that he had to be put through all of that. But that being the case, the proclivity of the Afghan male population doing what they're doing in their deviant behavior, why don't we send Bergdahl back and tell him to party on?
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff, George. Yeah, with the Green Beret that stopped the rape of a boy by an Afghani commander. And then he was going to be court-martialed and all this other mess. The Army finally said, no, we're going to protect him. He should be awarded, not punished. So good stuff, George. Thank you for the call. Thanks for ending on a light note. You did better than Eric Bolling did. Eric Bolling was supposed to be our correspondent. All he did was, on his Twitter feed, he put a picture of him and Joe Biden up and said, I have a really funny story about this particular photo. And it didn't, he didn't tell a story. So, one of the staff wants me to congratulate George on being the first caller of the night to use the word proclivity on the air properly. Thank you. Well, I expect nothing less than George. He does such a good job. But, friends, you do a good job of keeping us with you every Saturday, and we are so grateful that you're here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Couldn't be happier than to see you every Saturday night. And we'll see you next Saturday night right here on Radio Night Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.